Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
To the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we were going to open up the show with prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbling ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for grace, Lord. We ask that you look down on us with compassion, that you stretch forth your mighty hand, O God. Oh, Lord, we present ourselves before you that you may use us, oh, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Take control right now, Lord. Send your anointing. Oh, God, we ask that you will speak to us and that you will minister unto every listener in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your grace toward us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for all the good things that you've done, Lord, that we're not deserving of, oh God. We thank you right now, and we bless your holy name, Lord. We invite you into this place right now, God, over the radio waves, Lord. We ask that you will reach everyone who is listening in, oh God, those who are online listening all around the world, wherever this word is being preached, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will bless every soul, Lord God, that you will work miracles and do wonders. Let your grace be upon us, Lord Jesus, as we minister according to your will. Lord, we ask that you will bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name, with the blessing that we stand in need of. Lord, remember everyone on the prayer list. Oh, my God, we're praying a special prayer that you will move by your power, that you will heal and deliver. Oh, my God, save. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on the backslider. Oh, my God, whoever is crying out right now with any need, Lord, we pray that you will grant it according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will be with us, that you will comfort us and console us, Lord. Remember the bereaved families, Lord, those who are in mourning. Father, we ask that you will visit them and be close to them right now, God, that you will give them the consolation that they need, comfort their hearts, Lord Jesus. Lord, ease the pain of their heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, the families that are broken apart, put them together, Lord Jesus. Help them to come together. Help them to support one another. Oh, Lord Jesus, those that are scattered abroad, you know how to gather them back and make them one in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are depending on you, and we are looking unto you. We ask for your will to be done, that you would send forth your word. Let your word have free course, O God. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. And Lord, whatever it is that we haven't spoken about in this request, you know right now what every soul is desiring and what every soul is in need of. And Lord, we ask that you will bless them according to your holy will. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this portion over to our host for this afternoon, Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the line today, all the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have, of course, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
From our mother church, headquarters church in Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. We also have a very special treat for you today. We have Sister Ivory Johnson. She is one of the young people who attends Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey, and she has a beautiful gift of music, and we'll be hearing from her shortly. Right now we're going to read the opening scripture, and I'll be reading from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 73rd verse. That's the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 73, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dwelt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fell for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? Execute judgment on them that persecute me. The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 119th number of Psalm, the 73rd throughout the 88th verses. And at this time, I'm going to introduce to you again Sister Ivory Johnson, who is going to play a musical selection for us. So, Sister Ivory, you can unmute your phone and come on over.
God bless you, everyone.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank God for Amen. That beautiful selection. Praise
Amen.
Him. Praise
yes.
Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior,
Amen.
Worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, He's worthy. Jesus
yes, he is
worthy. He's worthy
Amen.
To be praised. That was a very beautiful selection. The words are very beautiful as well. We thank
Amen.
God for that selection, that musical selection coming from Sister Ivory. And at this time, we're going to turn the service, the broadcast rather, into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmonds so she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone that is listening to our voices. We thank God for you tuning in with us once again. We are grateful unto the Lord for what he has done for us and for allowing us another chance to be on this broadcast. He didn't have to do it, but he spared us and gave us another day.
Amen.
To you that are listening, I want to say to my daughter, Evangelist Cynthia, God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. and all of my family and friends, Gloria, my cousin, and her family, the West family, all of those who tuned in on today, and a special tune in by Mary Anderson and her husband, Samuel Anderson. We want you to know that we are praying for you because we know that God is a healer and he is a miracle worker.
Amen.
He raised the dead and he can heal and he can fix any situation that is going on in your life. And we thank God for that beautiful selection coming through, Sister Ivory. We thank God for the scripture that was read, the prayer, opening prayer. I tell you, God can quicken you and make you alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He can stir you up. He can revive your soul. He can cause you to get up and be about his business.
Yes.
The Bible said, quicken me after thy loving kindness.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
loved us. I don't care what you have done,
Amen.
What happened in your life. God loves you. And he is able to save you to the uttermost.
Yes.
He's able to move every situation out of your life and straighten your life out.
Amen.
He did it for me, and he can do it for you. And we have many witnesses of how God did it for others.
Yes.
He surely can do it for you. We are looking to the Lord today. We just thank you once again for tuning in. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we want you to listen in attentively to the word of God. God's word is what saves, heals, forgives, and delivers.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to turn this part of the service over to Pastor Sheila Hameen, that she may bring the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. I extend a warm welcome to all who have tuned in on this afternoon. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. For my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and I thank God for my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, hosting the show on this afternoon. Also, thank God for Sister Ivory, so willing, wanting to do something for the Lord. And God has blessed her with a great gift that she is certainly not. She's not selfish in sharing and ministering for the Lord. And I just want to encourage her to continue to use that gift to the glory and honor of God.
Yes.
Amen. And praise the Lord. I just thank God because God is a mighty, mighty good God. He has done so many mighty things and worked so many miracles and caused us to be where we are by his grace, because without his grace, none of us would be here. So I'm so glad to be here by the grace of God.
Amen.
Lord, I just feel excited on the inside, because God is doing great things. Amen.
Yes,
and I'm
Lord.
Just praising him for all the wonderful things he's done in my life. Praise the Lord. He came into my life, and he converted me and sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to go all the way. Amen. To complete the work that the Lord has assigned unto me. You know, sometimes we have some things to do and we get a little tired and we just don't feel like it. We just don't want to do it
right now.
And, you know, but God gets ready, we ought to have a willing mind enough to say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Glory, hallelujah. Because all the time we are not going to feel like doing all the Lord wants us to do. Amen.
Amen.
We get tired because we are in the flesh. But the Spirit of God quickens us.
All right.
The Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he's well in us, he will also quicken our mortal bodies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He'll give us that unction, that get up, go and do what the Lord has commanded. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God because this is a great opportunity to minister for the Lord. And God has truly, truly proved himself to me. And I'm glad about it. And I'm giving God the glory. I'm giving him all the praise, all the worship, all the honor, because it belongs to him. The Lord touched my body. The Lord healed me. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Lord. And I have every right to give God praise right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No waiting, but praise him now because I have the victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And I'm praising him right now.
Hallelujah.
I'm not waiting, but I'm praising him right now.
Right
I'm
now.
Giving God the glory right now for everything he has done. Praise be to God. Lord, he constantly proves himself. He just keeps on doing great things, whereof I am glad. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just feel good down in my soul, and I feel like it's important for us to take a little time out and just give God the glory. Take a little time out and praise his holy name, because there's a great blessing in praising the Lord. When those praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Yeah. When we lift up our voices and we magnify the name of the Lord, when we lift him, he will draw all men unto him. The Lord will save foes. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Lord will open up the blinded eyes. The Lord will unstop the ears that are deaf and can't hear his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Every chance we get, every opportunity we get, we ought to lift his holy name, because he is worthy, as someone already said, from the rising of the sun, going down of the same, he is be praised. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. My soul is stirred up.
That's all right.
I feel like just praising God. But we're going to go ahead and get to the word of amen. And I ask that you pray along with me for the next few minutes. Praise the Lord. And I would like to go to the book of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 7 through 11. And also going over to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verses 1 through 11, if it be the Lord's will. And I would like to start with St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. But before we read the scriptures, and of course I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and if you want to go ahead and get your Bible ready and read along, you may do so. And before we read the scriptures, I would like to have a brief word of prayer. If you will, focus your mind, your attention, your heart on the Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you asking that you will feed our souls. Lord, we ask that you will open up our understanding and that you will teach us your ways and how to walk. Lord, we ask that you will send your word right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to move by your power, God. We are asking for your will to be done, not our will, but have your eternal way in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for his guidance and for his direction. Amen. Yes. So if you will notice with me, the book of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning with verse 7. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning with verse 7. And the Bible reads, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Amen. Going over to the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Amen. Praise Amen. God. Thank God for the reading of his word. Praise yes. God. Thank God for the word of God. His word Amen. Is powerful. His word is true. Amen. And if I were to use a title, it would be Seeking the Lord Wholeheartedly. And if I were to leave a theme, it would be Calling on Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise God. Calling on Jesus. The title, Seeking the Lord Wholeheartedly. Calling on Jesus. And I'd like to focus here in the book of St. Matthew, starting with the 7th chapter, verse 7. The Lord began to speak to those who were gathered around, and he began to say to them, and just before he said this in the 7th verse, the Lord had pointed out many of their faults and hypocrisies. Amen. Jesus, he came to give us the truth, to open up the eyes of the blind, to cause those who could not hear his word to hear his word. Amen. And the Lord began to point out the various weaknesses and faults that the people had. And then he got down to the seventh verse and said, ask, and it shall be given you.
Yes.
Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Yes.
The key is, this is action. These are
yes.
action words.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we have to initiate. Hallelujah. Desire something, you must first ask for it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. If you're looking for something, it's important that you seek so that you can find it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You can walk up to someone's house and desire to have the door opened, but if you don't knock, how are they going to know you're at the door? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when it comes to the Lord, seeking the Lord wholeheartedly,
yes.
this is where our focus will be. When we seek the Lord wholeheartedly, we will find much more than what we seek. We will come to learn things about God that we did not know before.
Amen.
God will reveal many mysteries and secrets to those who seek him wholeheartedly. Amen.
Yes.
Praise be to God. And as we seek the Lord, glory to God, we must believe. We must have faith that the Lord is going to hear us when we call out to him.
Amen.
Calling on his name. You know, if someone is lost or seems to have gotten out of reach, and you go looking for them, you start calling their name out. Johnny, can you hear me, Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny, where are you? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. When we're seeking the Lord and we open our mouth and we call on Jesus.
All right.
Hallelujah. When we call him out of our heart, Jesus, he
yes.
will answer.
Yes,
oh,
will.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus, he will hear us crying out to him.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he will. And he will answer our call.
Yes,
glory
amen.
To God. And one thing about it, if we, wow, we're calling on Jesus.
Yes.
We know that he surely will show up
amen.
Right
yes.
on time.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's going over to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and the 6th verse.
Yes.
It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. This is one of my focus scriptures here. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, which means
yes.
that when God is striving with us, when God is trying to get our attention, oh, hallelujah, we ought to seek him wholeheartedly.
Yes.
We ought to go after him with everything within us. Because
amen.
The time may come when he's not available to us because we didn't obey him or we did not answer
amen.
Him when he was calling us. Oh,
mm-hmm.
praise God. We didn't do what he commanded us to do. And now, we are in a position where we really need him to do something for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we go seeking the Lord, crying out to him, calling on him,
mm-hmm.
and he's not there. Don't let this happen to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't allow this to be the case with you. But seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yes.
And the seventh verse says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Let
yes,
the
Lord.
Wicked forsake his way. Anyone who is wicked in mind, wicked in heart, forsake your way.
Yes,
and the unrighteous man, forsake those unrighteous thoughts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon you. And the Lord God will abundantly pardon. He will forgive your sins. Amen. He will wash away your iniquities.
Amen.
The Lord will take them all away. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, he
will. And the Lord explains here in the 8th verse, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. There's a lot of people, a lot of those religious leaders, no doubt they thought that they were just close to the Lord and they had all the righteousness that they were supposed to have, and they were more righteous than everyone else and holier than thou and so forth. But Jesus pointed out all of their hypocritical ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How that they could see a little mote in somebody else's eye, but at the
all
same
right.
time have a beam in their own eye.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hypocrites. Oh,
yeah.
Praise be to God. But the Lord is summoning us to seek him
yeah.
while he may be found, to
yeah.
call upon him while he is near. Oh, hallelujah. Forsaking all of our ways, all of our unrighteous thoughts, turning to the Lord, returning unto him because he's merciful, returning unto him because he's compassionate. Amen. He's not willing that any should perish. Oh, praise God. But that all should come to repentance. He wants everyone to be saved. He wants everyone to have eternal life. Oh, praise
Amen.
God. Jesus, he is listening to our cry. Call on him. He'll stop by. He'll
yes,
come
he will.
On in. Amen. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
His word is so precious. The word
yes,
of God is.
Is
right. There are many people who have heard the word of God at some point in their lives. And the Lord is striving with them. The Lord is reaching out to them and speaking
yes.
to them.
Yes,
and
he is.
In some cases, they have refused to heed that call. They have refused to obey the commandment of the Lord. They have refused to humble down the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. But time is running out for someone. Time is shorter than you think. So seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus, loving Jesus.
Yes.
With his arms stretched out, calling us to come to him.
Yes.
Let's seek him more.
those who are seeking him. Seek him wholeheartedly. Put everything within, thing you have, put it into seeking the Lord. Amen. And you will find, you will find, as the Lord said in St. Matthew, for everyone that seeketh, findeth. Amen. If you just seek the Lord with your whole heart today, the Lord will be found of you. Oh, glory be to God. The Lord describes, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. No one can compare to God. No one can compare to him. Our thoughts are so far off from God's thoughts. Our ways from his ways.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone can understand the depth and the difference in how high the heavens are from the earth, to realize that's just how far away our thoughts and our ways are from God.
Amen.
But God, the mighty God, hallelujah, that if we seek him, he will make himself known and very present. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He will be so close. Glory to God. He won't be far away at all.
Amen.
When we seek him with our whole heart, he will come to us. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So close that we could feel his presence. Oh, yes. So close that we can feel his touch, the warmth of his love. That's how close he gets to us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So seek the Lord while he may be found. He says here in the 10th verse, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. 11th verse, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. God sends his word forth on mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord speaks to us. Whether we want to hear it or not, God speaks to us. He sends his word out of his mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it shall not return unto him void. Amen. But according to the word of the Lord, he said, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Whatever God pleases, that word is going to accomplish that.
Amen.
And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Wherever God sends his word, it's going to prosper. It cannot be overthrown. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. It cannot be denied or disputed, because God is the one who sends his word directly out of his own mouth.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And his word is true. God will never go back on his word. And so I encourage you today to seek the Lord wholeheartedly. Call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Call him until you get in touch with him.
All right.
Call him until you get an answer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Call him until deliverance comes. Glory be to God. Call him until the door that's shut in your face comes open. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Call him until You feel him moving inside of you. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Call on the name of Jesus, because there is power in his name.
Amen.
If you ask anything in the name of Jesus, he declared he will do it.
Amen.
So we can ask it in the name of Jesus, and the Lord will do just what he said.
Yes.
Amen. You ought to call Jesus till you don't want to do wrong anymore. You ought to call
yes.
Jesus
yes, Lord.
Until you're willing to say yes to his will.
Amen.
Amen. You ought to call Jesus until you have an understanding of what his will is for your life. Glory
yes.
to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Maybe
Jesus.
You don't know what God wants you to do, but you ought to call on the Lord until he makes it known unto you. No
Amen.
One will have an excuse to say, well, Lord, I didn't know what you wanted me to do. I didn't know what my calling was, Lord. I didn't know this or I didn't know that. Well, you ought to seek the Lord wholeheartedly,
yes.
and you
Amen.
Will know what God wants you to do. The Lord will make it known unto you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Because
no one will have any excuse. All excuses have been nailed to the cross.
Amen.
Thou art inexcusable, O man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To the word of God. No
Amen.
One will have an excuse to stand before God and to say, I didn't know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is making sure that his word is going out. He's sending his word out. He's speaking
yes.
to us
yes.
all the time. Hallelujah. Whether we're hearing him all the time is something else, but he's always speaking to us.
Amen.
And when we seek the Lord with our whole heart, then we begin to hear the voice of the Lord, whereas we didn't hear it before. Hallelujah.
Right.
Every time we hear the word of God come forth, we can hear God speaking unto us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise it.
Glory be to God.
Have your way, Lord.
But Jesus, you ought to seek him.
Yes.
But the enemy doesn't want you to seek him
Amen.
Anymore. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. When he tried to put afflictions on your body, when he tried to discourage you, oh, hallelujah. Seek the Lord anyway.
Yes.
Oh, glory
yes.
to God. Listen for the voice of the Lord, because he's speaking. He's
yes.
speaking to us all the time. Oh, bless
yes.
the name of Jesus. Now, I want to encourage you on this afternoon, you ought to take this time right now and make up your mind that you're going to seek the Lord with your whole heart. You're going to
yes.
call him until he answers. You're going to wait on him. You're going to trust him. You're going to have faith. You're going to believe. Amen. Against all odds, against
yes.
any situation that pops up, you're going to keep on believing God anyhow.
Amen.
You ought to make up your mind. If you want your deliverance, you ought to make your mind up that you're going after your deliverance. You're going to
Amen.
Call on the Lord until deliverance comes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Maybe the enemy has been messing with you and trying to confuse your mind or trying to oppress you. Call the Lord Jesus until the enemy leaves you alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Maybe you feel bound up and chained up and you want to be loosed. Hallelujah. You call on Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Until the chains begin to break. Hallelujah. Until the
Amen.
Yoke are destroyed. Glory to you. Till the bonds come off of you. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Seek him with your whole heart. Bless the name of Jesus. If you backslidden on God, I want to encourage you to return unto the Lord. Give up right now. Surrender. Return to him. Heed that call. Seek him wholeheartedly. Call on him until he has restored your soul. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Call on him until you can break through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for his word.
Yes,
I thank God because his word, filled with many spiritual nutrients.
Yes.
All the things that we could ever need in the word of God. Hallelujah. For spiritual and natural needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the word of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And so you know God is a good God. He's a good Father. And Jesus asked those who were standing around and listening to him, he asked them this question in St. Matthew 7 and 11, if ye then being evil, because we're so far from God,
no one
can compare to him, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children. You think about God. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Hallelujah.
All right.
That's it right there. He will give good things to them that ask him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, just go to him. Go to him and ask him. He will give good things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because God is. He truly is a just God. God
yes, he is
a righteous God. Oh, hallelujah. He's full of mercy. His mercy endures forever.
Forever. Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's so full of compassion. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's a God of many chances. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he'll
give
you another chance. I feel like, well, I failed God, and I didn't do this or I didn't do that. But God will give you another chance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. But you seek him. Seek him with your whole heart.
Yes.
Amen. Don't worry about what others are doing or not doing. What are you doing?
Amen.
Are you willing to seek the Lord wholeheartedly? Are you willing to call on the Lord until all the shame is gone, until all the drawback is gone. Hallelujah.
Right.
Until all the fear is gone. Glory to God.
All right.
Call on the Lord Jesus until the shame disappears. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. At this time, maybe there's someone who is desiring prayer, seeking the Lord, and desiring to be saved, desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
This is your opportunity right now. This is your chance. If you're willing to repent all of your sins, if you're willing to become godly sorry, so sorry that you don't want to sin against God anymore, so sorry that you never want to do wrong anymore, if you break up your heart right now and repent before God and ask God to forgive you, God will have mercy and he will forgive. He will clean you up.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he will. He'll convert
you.
He'll change your heart and he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Give you power to keep on living right, power to speak truthfully, to walk in truth. Amen. Mm-hmm. Power to keep his commandments and to do his will.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If that's you, if you're wherever you are, if you're willing to say this out loud to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed against you. And I ask you to have mercy on me and forgive me. We're going to pray for you that God will forgive your sins and save your soul.
Yes.
Anyone else with any prayer petition, any desire of God, if you only believe right now and have that faith, God will do it for you. We're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We know that thou art able. Oh, my God, we thank you, Jesus. We pray that you look upon the souls of men, all those who are listening to this broadcast. Oh, my God, those who want to be saved, those who want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, we want you to touch them right now, Lord. Help them to receive your word into their heart. In the name of Jesus, help them to cry out unto you, Lord, to repent of their sins and to be godly sorrow for the sins that they committed against you. Help them, Lord, to call on your name. Help them, Jesus. You told them to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. You said let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Help them, Lord, to seek you, Lord, while you may be found, and call upon you, Lord, while you are near. Help them, Jesus, to come to you, Lord, without money and without price, Lord. Help them, Jesus.
Jesus,
we know thou art able, and we know all power is in thy hand. We want you to touch right now, Lord. Send thine anointing. Send thy spirit, Lord. Quicken the mortal body, Lord. Let somebody know for surety that thou art God and that thou art real. Help them, Jesus. Let them feel your touch. Let them feel your quickening spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you look upon Sam. I pray that you touch his body.
Touch his
Lord.
Mind.
In the name his soul Jesus. And spirit, oh, Lord. Have mercy upon him, Lord. We know that thou art a healer. We know you're able to deliver his mind, his body, his soul and spirit, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. We want you to go into the room, Lord. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. We know that thou art a miracle worker. You work miracles, oh, Lord. You open the blinded eyes. You made the dumb speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You caused the lame man to get up and walk. And I know you're able to do the same thing this day, Lord. You're able, Lord. Work the miracle, Lord. Let somebody know that thou art real, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus, that they may glorify your name and say of a truth, thou art real. In the name of Jesus, pray that you look on Mary, Lord. Touch her mind. Touch her body, Lord. You're able to heal, Lord. You know all manner of conditions. You're able to deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch them more, Lord. Jesus, have thine own way. Let your spirit prevail. Let thy blood cover, Lord. Look on your people, Lord. Look on the entire Christian Temple family. We want you to touch and bless, Lord. We want you to look on every soul, oh Lord.
Jesus.
Have mercy on the souls of men. You know them name by name. You know them, O Lord. Oh, my God, we know thou art a deliverer, Jesus. We know you can heal, O Lord. Help somebody to seek you. Help them to call upon you, Lord. That they will call upon you, Lord Jesus. They will go and pray, Lord. And you said you would hearken unto them. You would hear their voice. Oh, my God, we take you at your word. And we believe you right now, Lord.
Believe
for every soul, Lord, that is designed to be delivered. For every soul, Lord, that is designed to be saved. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Send your mercy, Lord. Mercy today, Lord. We know you are a merciful God. We know you are a loving God, Lord. You're able to reach down, Lord. Oh, my God. Send out your healing hand. Deliver today, oh, Lord. Save to the utmost, oh, Lord. I know you're able, oh, Lord. We take you at your word today. And we thank you in faith today, Lord.
Thank you right
we
now,
thank you, Lord, for just a touch, Lord. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, oh, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for grace, oh, Lord. We thank you for mercy, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you for this opportunity to receive that word. Thank you for the opportunity to project your word to the world, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to continue to preach thy word.
Help
us to do thy will, Lord. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Continue to anoint her, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help her to continue to preach thy word. Jesus, help today, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We are depending on you. You are our help. You are a very present help in trouble, Lord. Oh, my God, we stand upon thy word, for thy word is true. Your word will never fail, and your word will never go out unto void. Hallelujah. We will accomplish that for which it was sent. And we believe your word today, Lord. You said in your word, for you know the thoughts that you think of us, oh, Lord. And they are not, but they are righteous. Hallelujah. The thoughts that you think of us, we thank you for it, oh Lord.
Thank
you today, oh Lord.
Continue
to bless your people, oh Lord. Continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to bless the people of God. And we know you're able. Now, Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you look upon every one of the souls that are sick and afflicted. We pray that you will touch their body, save, heal, and in the name of Jesus, and look upon all the souls that are bereaved, O Lord. We pray that you comfort them, O Lord. Give them strength in this terrible time, O Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy on the people. Save such as should be saved in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We give praise and glory and honor unto thy name for what you have done, for your word, for the messenger, for Sandra's Khadijah, for Sister Ivory, taking the sacrifice to be on this broadcast today. We pray that you will save her, fill her with the Holy Ghost. You know the desires of her heart. I believe she want to serve you, O Lord. I pray that you touch her, deliver her, that she may fully serve you. In the beauty of holiness, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word.
Thank
you for all things. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Hameen. Oh, I tell you, the word that came forth on today is enough to save everyone. This word today, if you would just only receive it into your heart, God can quicken your mortal body, and then you will know for surety that God is real. So I thank God today. I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord, and I want to encourage you to continue to seek the Lord. Continue to listen in on this broadcast. God's got something good for you. He has a blessing just for you.
Amen.
You keep listening. Thank God for all things. At this time, the service is back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Evangelist May praying that beautiful anointed prayer. Amen. I believe that God really uses her through prayer.
Amen.
And it's indeed a great blessing for someone who could pray and get a prayer through. And I just thank God for her willingness.
Glory, glory.
And how she's been such a great blessing to this broadcast. Amen.
Thank
God for each and every one of you who have tuned in and who continue to tune in each time.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for you and for your faithfulness. Amen. Praise God for your love, for your support, and for your prayers. And again, we express how grateful we are that you are there for us. Amen. And we thank God for it. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to have some announcements by Evangelist Khadijah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that anointed and inspiring word of God coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen, saying,
Amen.
Seeking the Lord wholeheartedly, calling
yes,
on Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what makes the difference.
Yes.
We have to seek him wholeheartedly. There are some people, you know, maybe
Amen.
They're just not ready. And so they pray, but they don't see the results because they're not ready to seek the Lord wholeheartedly, not just with the mouth, but it has to be with that whole heart. And truly, like she began to say, you know, there's nothing that God won't forgive you for. You know, you're never too far gone for God to reach you. You know, man will be never justified with man.
Amen.
You know, they won't forgive you for certain things, you know, won't forgive you for cutting them off in traffic. But God,
Amen.
We're justified by faith with him. With him, you know, as far as the heavens are above the earth, that's how far his ways and our ways are from each other. You know,
Amen.
Because man, they won't forgive you because they can't see past what you've done. But God,
Amen.
He's so above that. He's so above the carnality of that.
Yeah,
the carnality of unforgiveness. He's above that. And his ways and his thoughts are completely above ours. There's no comparison. It's just like apples and oranges, completely above ours. So he has the power
Amen.
To forgive and to save and to justify,
yes.
and that's what he'll do. So don't get discouraged just because you sinned or just because you think you're so far gone. You're never too far gone for God to reach you.
Amen.
You know, so seek him.
Amen.
Seek him with your whole heart. And the
yes.
way you do it is calling on Jesus. That's
yes.
what you do.
Amen.
You might not have a whole lot of words to say. If all you know is Jesus, that's
yes.
enough.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I thank God for that word, that powerful
Amen.
Word, and thank God also for the prayer coming
Amen.
To Evangelist Maybell. Every time she prays, I feel the Lord. I feel it's anointed. I feel the touch
yes.
of God, and I'm grateful. I tell you, this broadcast has truly been a blessing for my soul, even. So
Amen.
We want to thank God for everyone who's tuned in, and if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any messages that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title one school and one is O-N-E. And I also want to thank Dr. Sister Ivory being here with us
Amen.
Tonight as well. I don't want to
Amen.
Overlook her. And again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title one school. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. I love email because it's easier to respond. So if you want to send us an email, we will definitely respond to you. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. And sometimes if it fills up and you can't get through, you can tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title one school. And added to the prayer list, I have Ernest Bugis, as well as the bereaved Sturdivant and Tanner family. And we want to continue to pray for Miss Sarah Ann Maddox. That's Mother Walker's daughter. We want to continue to pray for her family as well as True Holiness. Jimmy Tucker, Maxine Walters, Elder Crockett and his wife. We want to continue to pray for Julie Dixon, Miss Pia, Michaela Cohen, her mother, father, grandparents, and her children, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Panino, Cassie Colliers, Sister Lisa Johnson's brother, Robert Berry, Sister Lisa Johnson, Angel Acetti, Carmen Acetti, and Rosa Mendez Gonzalez. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Jerry Bennett, Anthony, Sam Anderson, Evangelist Cynthia's dad. We want to pray for Louis Savage III, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Zion, Judea, and David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Erica Hameen, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, Teresa Jones, Henry Edmond and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond, Mother Elizabeth Frazier, Celeste Hall, Carol Martiri, Missionary Rose Mack, and Deacon Albert Mack, Sharon Mack, Selma Johnson, and the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr, the bereaved Simpkins family, the bereaved Tyler family, the bereaved Smith family, the bereaved Tennessee family, the bereaved Callaway family, the bereaved Diggs family, and all the bereaved families. We want to continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Brenda Edmond, Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Elise Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria West and family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. Again, that's 602-580-9377. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. Again, 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430. Or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Holmes and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Again, that phone number is 339-209-6891. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148. Again, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Those are all the announcements that I have. Everybody stay encouraged. God bless you all, Sister Ivory and Evangelist Maybell and Samus Pumian. Now it's going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Vandis Khadija hosting the show this afternoon. Amen. Thank God for all the announcements. We just thank God because the Lord has truly blessed us. And I just want to say I thank God for all of you who have been praying for me and my grandchildren, my son and daughter-in-law. And I just want to thank God for you and for your prayers. And I know that God, He answers prayer. And He truly has been answering. And I think about how there was a king who took a letter to God in prayer and laid it before the Lord so God could see all the threats that the enemy was making against them. And when we have
petitions, we can write them out and just take them there and lay them before the Lord, and God can see it. Amen. He sees what is written. So looking at every name on the prayer list, God can see all those names. He can see who's represented by those names, family members, even the families that are far off. He can see this. Amen. And the Lord will bless so abundantly, even more than what we ask. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for you, for your love, and for your continued prayers. Once again, we thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. Thank God for our leaders, Pastor Jackson, our president, and also Pastor Marshall, our vice president, and for all the people of God. We are so thankful for you. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, maybe Evangelist May has anything additional she would like to say.
Well, I thank God once again for the word, but and a shout out to Samuel Anderson and Mary Anderson down in Atlanta, Georgia. And I want them to know that we are praying for them because we know that God is able to heal. I don't care what the doctors say. We know that God has the power to raise you up again.
Amen.
Put you back on your feet. And so I just want you to be encouraged. And you can continue to tune in weekly. We are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m., as was forestated. And then on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. So feel free to tune in and listen to the word of God. God has a blessing for you if you will just take him at his word. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist May. And yes, God can. Amen.
Yes, he can.
The Lord. You know, sometimes we do take the time out, and we make the offer to any clergy who are listening in who might want to have some remarks. So at this time, if there is anyone, any member of the clergy who would like to have remarks, please call this number to go on air. And that number is 240-500-0327. Again, that is 240-500-0327. And if no one from the clergy has any remarks on this afternoon, maybe someone out there who's been blessed by this broadcast and you would like to come on the air and say a few words if you so desire. You are also welcome to dial that same number. Maybe if you don't tell it this afternoon, maybe you could tell it another time. But we have someone calling in, so hold on. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Evangelist Hameed, Evangelist Maybell, and Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you,
Evangelist. God bless you.
I just want to say thank God for that word. Truly is true. It was a very timely message about seeking the Lord. Also, I wanted to comment on that message you preached the other night about when we ask God or when we surrender our lives to God and ask him to make us and mold us, it's going to be hard sometimes.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be difficult. But we got to watch what we ask God for. But I just thank God for the word today. I want to encourage you to continue to preach the word of God.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Martha Colbreth. Amen. We thank God for you. So happy to hear from you.
Yes.
Amen. Stay on until we close out. But I'm so happy that you came on the air with us. Amen.
Sure. Thank you.
And yes, this Evangelist Martha, she has her ministry on Wednesdays. You hear the announcement. That's who she is. Amen. Is Ministry of Hope, or is it Hope Ministry? And she's on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Praise be to God. So we have someone else who would like to come on the air. So hold on.
Okay.
All right, that was someone, but I think I might have capacity on my phone where I couldn't add him in. That was Elder Barry. He was calling to give some remarks. He was encouraging us. I think I have two names on my line at this time.
Yes.
But we thank God for him and for the words that he gave for us to be encouraged and to keep on working for the Lord. Amen. We thank God for each and every one, once again, all of those who are listening. And maybe we can get Elder Barry on the line by asking Evangelist Khadija if you could conference him in. And we'll be able to have some words, and we could hear him, what he wanted to say.
Yes.
Okay. So we always welcome the encouragement, and it's always good to have that encouragement there. I feel like going on doing more for the Lord as well.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I have Elder Barry on the phone.
God bless everyone. I just wanted to encourage y'all to keep up the good work for the Lord. And that message was such an encouraging message, letting us know that if we seek the Lord with our whole heart, we will be found of him. If a person seeks God with their whole heart, Jesus will come to them and make known himself to them. And this is how we get saved, by seeking God with our whole heart. And you will be able to get in contact with him, because he will make known himself to you. This is how we get saved, by reaching out to God with our whole heart. So I thank God to this morning for the word that I heard. I just want to encourage y'all, all three of you evangelists, keep working for the Lord, because these messages are touching somebody's life. Everybody may not get on the phone to be able to express it, but God said his word would not go out void, but it would accomplish what he set it out to do. So the word of God is touching someone's heart, even though we may not hear everybody say it, but this word is touching somebody. So I just want to encourage y'all, keep working for the Lord. God bless y'all.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God for him, and thank God for Evangelist Martha. We just thank God for this broadcast, and
we'll
go ahead and bring the broadcast to a close. But we are expected to be back on air on Friday at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. We look forward to you tuning in with us at that time. In the meantime, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let us continue in prayer. Amen. Keep looking to the Lord. Let's keep seeking the Lord. Amen. And don't but go after him more now than ever before. Praise the Lord. Because we surely do need the Lord in times like these. So we do thank God for all things, and thank God for you. We love you. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist Martha. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Barry.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you, Sister Ivory.
God bless you.